Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is our spring membership drive, and we're going to get back to that in just a few minutes. But first, more than ever, we need guidance when it comes to personal finance. This economic downturn may no longer be a recession, technically, but it hurts anyway. How are you responding? PBS financial planning expert Jonathan Pond has responded with the book, The New Affluence, Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. In his book, Jonathan redefines what it means to be financially secure and talks about how that includes simplifying your financial life. Jonathan Pond is with us today to share his insight and take your financial planning questions. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Thank you very much, Ann. Great to be with you.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our spring membership drive. Remember, your support, listener support, is the foundation of our budget. We need your help. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Our goal this hour is $5,000. We need the money to give you the programming that you've come to expect on 89.7 NPR News. We can meet this goal with your help. Online pledges count toward the goal, too, at WOSU.org. Our pledge levels this hour range from $60 to $120 to $225. Really, there's something for anyone in any budget. And if you can give us more, thank you very much. And if you can't give us that much, do what you can. We appreciate any vote of support. Vote with your wallet. Each of these thank you gifts will help you stay afloat while the economy continues to recover as well. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go to our secure server at WOSU.org. Get your finances back on track in this changed economy. Call 1-866-897-9678. 9678, and for $225, our gift to you is Jonathan Pond's book, A Personalized Financial Planner, and A Personalized Investment Planner. That's a $225 pledge of support and an investment in yourself and your public radio station. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go online at WOSU.org and show your support right now. Thanks to Thomas in Columbus, and thanks to Nicole in Westerville, we have just $4,750 to go. Thanks for helping us kick off the hour on a bright note. Jonathan.
Yes.
At the back of the Lifetime Financial Planner brochure, mm-hmm. or the questionnaire, I should say, you list Jonathan Pond's financial laws.
Yes.
I love those, and let's go over those this hour. The law of the divine life.
The law of the divine life is to retire rich and die destitute. And that's I just argue against, and for everybody but my mother, I might add, argue against the notion of passing on an estate to your kids. It's just, it's okay. Chances are you're not going to be quite destitute. But that's the divine life. Is it ever, just to eat Delmonico's steak rather than ground when you're retired? I can't abide people who say, well, I can't take this cruise, or I can't go to the Sun Belt for the winter for a couple of weeks because, I want to pass something on to my kids. That's nonsense.
The law of cars in the hood.
Yeah, and the one who has the most the fanciest car in the neighborhood has the smallest retirement account, and vice versa. I had a neighbor actually come up and said he was at work, and somebody actually talked about Jonathan Pond's driving old cars, and he said, I don't buy that for a minute. And my neighbor said, he does. I'm driving a 94 Volvo. And the coworker said, well, how do you know that? He said, I live two doors from him. So I know.
Well, as someone who drives an 11-year-old car, I'm all for that. It's been nice, for how many years now? 7 years with no car payments.
Yeah, and that's part of the issue that I grapple with in the reports, in the Lifetime Financial Planner report. I say, how did you pay for your last car?
Mm-hmm.
And if you took out a loan, that's okay. But I tell you, you know, just don't go from car loan to car loan to car loan. Try to, you know, reduce the amount you borrow, and eventually pay cash for the car, because this just drags people down. I did a survey, a quite famous survey many years ago, which I should probably resurrect, and that was I compared somebody throughout a 40-year career who traded a car every 10 years with someone who traded a car every 4 years. And the person who traded a car every 10 years accumulated enough money to be able to retire 5 years earlier on the same income than the person who traded every 3 or 4 years. The optimal, by the way, just as a point of edification here, the optimal way to own cars is to buy a four-year-old car and keep it for 4 years. That's the best.
So you're getting a low initial amount right off the bat, and can pay for it in cash maybe.
That's right. That's right. I mean, I paid people don't realize this, but when I bought that Volvo, I think I paid – this was several years ago. I paid $5,000 for it. I couldn't sleep for a week thinking I have to pay so much money for the car. It's a wonderful car, and, of course, there was a time when I drove even worse cars, and somebody put a sign on my windshield one night that said, "Your car violates this neighborhood's standards of good taste." But
seriously?
Yes, they did. I thought it was great.
It's a badge of honor for you, right?
Oh, of course, You know, my children. The old saying that my car is so bad, my children ask me to leave them off a block from their school. It was the case with my kids that they would ask me to leave them off, so none of their classmates would see them. But that's okay, and that's, you know, I may go a little overboard with cars, but what I'm trying to do with these reports, the Lifetime Financial Planner covers all areas of your financial life, not just cars, but debt management, income taxes, planning your retirement if you're retired already, thriving throughout your retirement years, wills and estate planning, investing certainly. And that's
depending on what you need, what the person needs.
It's depending upon the person's financial circumstances, what their age is, what they may have accumulated already, if anything, because a lot of people take advantage of these because they're starting out or they're starting anew. They've been through a personal bankruptcy or some sort of financial reversal, and they want to know how to get back on track. And because I can customize these to people and I have enough experience and certainly objectivity, I'm not trying to sell you anything. The only thing I'm going to sell you over the next 50 minutes or so is on the idea of calling 1-866-897-9678 to say thank you to WOSU. But the Lifetime Financial Planner covers everything that applies to you. If you've got kids to educate, well, too bad, but I'll talk about that. If you don't, lucky you, I won't waste your time covering areas that don't apply to you. These are truly customized. And the investment roadmap, there's no overlap between the two, and both of them are available with the book, The New Affluence, at the $225 level. That takes a close look at your investing and makes specific investment suggestions, shows you how to diversify your investments so you won't get into trouble. Once again, people are loading up on stocks right now, not understanding or not remembering what happened 2.5 years ago to the stock market. So I try to, you know, ground you in that and give you specific guidance that's not equivalent to what I would give Ann or your neighbor or your coworker. Everybody's situation is different. That's what's nice. And I also, in the investment roadmap, recommend specific no-load mutual funds. These are outstanding. I take considerable pride in being able to select the best mutual funds from all of the various mutual fund companies.
Thanks to Michael and Sabina and Celeste in Hilliard. We have $4,500 to go in our $5,000 goal this hour. Give us a call at 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org and show your support for WOSU. Show your support for 89.7 FM. Show your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher right now. We need you to give us your vote of support with your wallet this time, but only pledge what you can afford. That's what makes sense to us, and I hope it makes sense to you, that this is a kind of investment that we need and you need to make, but you can only do what you can afford. Call 1-866-897-9678 and make a pledge of $120, and you can pick up your Lifetime Financial Planner, which is your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. You will fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan will send you personalized financial planner that is for a pledge of $120. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. At the $225 level, you'll receive Jonathan Pond's book, a personalized financial planner, and a personalized investment planner. Go ahead, Jonathan.
And I'd also like to add to this, because I so much enjoy being on your program, which is outstanding, by the way.
Thank you.
My weekly e-newsletter, Ponderings, and every Monday morning you'll receive by email what some people say is quite humorous, but I think quite substantive rundown of some smart money tips. I look in depth at something you should be doing with your money. I also provide humorous and inspirational quotations and all that. That will come to you for a year, and if you're I'd be happy just to add that to it. Now, if you feel you don't want to make a pledge but you'd like to receive Ponderings, you can go to my website and pay $49 for it. I would expect that you might. If you're economically, if you passed first grade math, you'd realize that at a $60 pledge level, you receive my book, The New Affluence, which I'll be happy to sign, and Ponderings. So my objective is not to have you go to my site. You won't find the investment roadmap. You won't find the Lifetime Financial Planner on my site. I want you to either click on WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 and pledge what you can and allow me the privilege at the $120 or the $225 level, and I do deem it a privilege, of providing you with a confidential, personalized report or reports specific to your own situation. By the way, they make great gifts. Mm-hmm. For children, you know, if you can make
as
your
you pointed out, retiring parents,
retiring as well as retiring parents. Think about your kids, though. If you can make them financially literate or financially responsible, give them a little more knowledge, maybe they won't move back in with you in your dotage, which would be a nice thing. That's worth the investment alone.
Investment in your child's future is an investment in your own future, ultimately, right?
That's right.
Thanks to Sari in Sandusky, and thanks to Baraba in Columbus. We have $4,000 to go. Thanks so much for showing your support, Sari and Baraba. We appreciate it. Our goal this hour was $5,000. We have $4,000 left to go before the end of the hour. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We were talking about your list of Pond's financial laws, and one of them is the law of a watched portfolio never boils. And I think I've talked to you about this before. We've kind of left ours alone the past few years, and mm-hmm. it's recouped all of its losses now. It almost had recouped its losses a year ago. Now it's completely recouped. Was that stupid paralysis, or could we have been more strategic?
You probably could have been a bit more strategic, Ann, but sometimes the best thing to do in your personal finances is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the market has recouped. The smaller and mid-sized company indexes are at all-time highs.
Right.
The large company indexes are at three-year highs. So The issue, and this is with the investment roadmap, this is what I try to emphasize to people. I'll give you a diversification target and how much you should have in large cap, how much in corporate bonds, how much in small cap stocks. I'll provide that for both your brokerage accounts and your retirement accounts, and provide specific mutual funds if you'd like some ideas about how to invest money in those various categories. And then I will talk about trying to stick with that area and those parameters and try not to vary from them, because the issue is when the market is way up, people can't buy enough stocks. Mm-hmm. And when the market's down, they want out of stocks. And that is a disaster. And that's why watching your portfolio too much will lead probably to what we would call in the investment industry suboptimization of investment returns, which in English means you're going to make decisions that are against you. Now, Anne, one suggestion for you. As a matter of fact, the current ponderings, I believe it's the one that came out earlier this week or maybe a week ago, I talk about the importance of rebalancing your investment. Mm-hmm. What you've got now, and most of us who've been pretty heavily into the stock market, is probably a much higher percentage of stocks than we're comfortable with. Many people say they want 60% of stocks. That's historically been a very nice way to balance risk and return. And I'll give you, I could say I think you should be 70%. I think you'd be 40%, because in your questionnaire, your investment roadmap questionnaire, you're going to answer a series of questions that will actually allow me to really figure out how comfortable you are with stocks and bonds and other kinds of investments. And I will adjust my suggestions accordingly. But most of us have too much in stocks. Rebalancing means you get back to your target. Now, Anne, you might be 70% in stocks, where you really are comfortable at 60. Sell enough stocks right now. That's called selling high, by the way. Mm-hmm. And buy some bonds, or put the money in other kinds of investments. Real estate is not a bad place to be. Real estate, mutual funds, and bring yourself into balance. And that way, you'll never risk having too much or too little in stocks. If the stock market turned around and your target's 60% and you're 55% in stocks, market's down, everybody's fleeing the stock market, you're doing the smart thing. You're buying. You're buying just a little bit, but you're buying.
If you have a question or comment for our guest, Jonathan Pond, PBS Financial Advisor, give us a call, 614-292-8513. Or email us at allsides@wosu.org. I want to say thanks to Suhas and Hilliard and also Barbara in Columbus. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides with Dan Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our spring membership drive. And our goal today is simple. It's to get your pledge of support at 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org. And in return for your pledge, we're offering you a great gift from Jonathan Pond, the PBS financial advice expert. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Make a pledge of $225, and your thank you gift is the combo package. Everything we have been talking about this hour for a pledge of $225. This is a great investment in public radio, and it's a great investment in the future of All Sides. $225 is less than a dollar a day, and you get a great thank you gift in return. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. We have volunteers standing by. That's how they're showing their support for WOSU. Everybody shows it in a little bit different way. Today we're asking you to show your support by giving us a call, 1-866-897-9678, and making your pledge of support right now. The best deal we're offering this hour is at the $225 level, because you get everything. You get the support. You get to support public radio.
Most importantly.
Absolutely. And you get Jonathan's book, The New Affluence, and your lifetime financial planner, and your investment roadmap. Three items offered only to public radio listeners like you. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. And when you pledge, you can make comments about 89.7 NPR News, and sometimes that's a motivation enough for people. Diane in Westerville says, public radio programming via WOSU brings me a genuine blend of information, humor, relaxation, and even inspiration to my life. From Sari in Sandusky, lifetime learning every day. That's why I listen to WOSU.
I refer to it, Ann, as adult education for thoughtful adults. And one thing that... And one reason I have really dedicated a lot of my professional life to public media and make these thank you gifts exclusive to public media is that I look at communities and education, which is what public media is all about, and accessibility. And sadly, there are so many people in our communities who might not have the advantages many of you listeners and members, or soon to be members, I hope, have. And the nice thing about public media and WOSU is certainly right in there, is that they provide adult education for thoughtful adults to every member of the community. And I'm big on education. The Pond family has been for generations. And I really just take a lot of pride in being able to help support this vital community resource that benefits you and your neighbors, and it also benefits those who might not have the good fortune that you may be in a position to enjoy right now.
You know, I think, too, about people. Anne from Dublin called yesterday and made her first pledge to WOSU. She said she just graduated.
Wonderful.
And she was ready to make the pledge. And when you pledge at the $225 level, you get the book, you get the Lifetime Financial Planner, and you get your investment roadmap. And maybe you give those, one or all of them, as gifts to your children at, you know, who are at different stages in their lives, or maybe to your parents. But to your children, you can say, I got this as a gift from WOSU because I showed support for my public radio station. Mm. You're not only passing on some great advice and an opportunity for great advice, but you're passing on a value system as well.
It's so important to inculcate that in younger generation family members, and it doesn't take a whole lot to do that. But we really need children to learn more about benevolence, and to the extent that they hear their parents listening and realize their parents are supporting the station that they listen to, that's fine. You know, the kids are going to go through a stage. Fortunately, mine are old enough now that they listen to NPR, but they go through a stage where they say, "Oh, you know, why? You know, that's for old people." Well, it isn't, and it's something that so many of us benefit. It's long form. I think sometimes we lose sight of the fact. I do an awful lot of media work, and I'm lucky to get 4 minutes or 3 minutes. Even when I speak these days, I'm lucky to get 20 minutes if I'm in front of a group, and to be able to spend some time and not have to answer a question in 4 seconds this is what it's all about. It's not free. It requires your support. I happen to think that these thank you gifts are unique enough and beneficial enough that even if you're a member now, you might be able to step up to an additional level of support, or maybe you need to renew your membership. Whatever, call 1-866-897-9678 and do the right thing.
You can call 614-292-8513 if you have a question or comment for Jonathan Pond. We certainly welcome those. 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. I, as usual, have plenty of questions, so no problem there, but we always like to hear from folks out there and get their take on things. So far, the questions have been great today, and we thank you for that. Our goal this hour was $5,000, and we have $3,700 to go and just 30 minutes left to go before the end of the hour. Go online to wosu.org or call 1-866-897-9678. 877-897-9678 and help us stay on track for the overall goal of this spring membership drive. The best deal we're offering this hour is at the $225 level because you get everything. You get to support public radio, you get Jonathan's book, you get the Lifetime Financial Planner and your investment roadmap. Three items offered only to public radio listeners like you. Be smart. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Give what you can. We appreciate any show of support. Now, back to those financial laws. Mm-hmm. The law of attraction.
The law of attraction. Oh, Ann. spenders are attracted to savers and vice versa. Oh, wow. And that always creates issues in a relationship. But I think it's better than two spenders getting together or two savers getting together. But the issue is very simple. And if your loved one is the spender, they literally think that psychologically they enjoy spending money. There's not a whole lot you can do if your loved one's a spender. On the other hand, if they're a saver, you might be able to benefit. The saver is always putting money away. They're so cheap. They'd rather live in squalor than spend a nickel. But the key thing, if your loved one is a saver, is to outlive them, outlive the cheapskate. There's an old saying that misers may be tough to live with, but they make great ancestors.
And then the copper rule.
The copper rule. Jeez. A penny, you'll need to read it to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get that out. That is the Lifetime Financial Planner, and it's been a while, huh?
It has. I've got a couple of copper rules, but.
Here is the copper rule. A penny saved is a penny, plus interest earned.
Ah, that's it. Yes. That's true. And while there isn't much interest these days, actually in your investment roadmap report, I will make some suggestions of ways you can take a little bit of risk, not a whole lot of risk with your investments, and actually increase your interest, because so many of us, particularly retirees, are suffering from these abominably low interest rates, which aren't likely to go away soon. And you've got to figure out a way to get a little more income and not take a big risk.
My guest is Jonathan Pond. He's one of America's most respected financial commentators and investment managers. He has written a book. It's called The New Affluence, Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. It is our gift to you, our thank you gift to you at the $60 pledge level today. Call 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org and make that pledge right now at the $60 level. As I said, The New Affluence, Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy by Jonathan Pond. We're talking right now, and we welcome your questions and comments as well to the program. At the $120 level, you have a choice between your investment roadmap and your lifetime financial planner. At the $225 level, we say a great big thank you and give you all three, plus Jonathan's monthly newsletter, Ponderings.
Weekly.
It's weekly.
Weekly.
Sorry.
It is. Every Monday morning.
Well, even better yet. And
that's
it
right.
would, if you
that's
if
right.
you ordered it from Jonathan separately, it would be $49 a year. This is a great bargain by any measure because, on top of everything else, you're showing support for your public radio station, one of the most important investments you can make in your community, and it's your choice to make the investment. You're not forced to. It's a choice you make, and it says a lot about you when you're choosing to support public radio. 1-866-897-9678 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We have just $3,000 to go now in about 20 minutes. $3,000 and 20 minutes. Give us, or 24 minutes, sorry. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to wosu.org and show your support right now. It's a great bragging right after you're done. We have an email from Mike. He writes, I have a conflict in my household. I say that having a credit card and using it and getting points is dumb. My wife says that she likes to use the credit card and get the points and get the rewards. Her point works only if we pay off the credit card every month in full. But sometimes we are not able to pay it off and carry a balance for a few months. Then we pay interest. Thus, points are dumb, right? You've talked about this before.
I have, yes. It sounds like something that would be brought up in the Pond household. I think it's useful to use credit cards. It does help with respect to your, demonstrating your good use of credit, particularly if you contemplate buying a house, for example. But if you're carrying a balance, that's always a red flag. If you carry them for a couple of months, that's one thing. You'll pay a fortune in interest. But I think generally it's okay. But I don't like to get into the habit of charging everything on a credit card just to get the points. So judicious use of the credit card. I'm really a fan now, and I'll bet you dollars to donuts that you are as well, of debit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get any bennies from it, but I don't have to carry around a lot of cash. But at least then I know I'm not going to, get a statement at the end of the month and worry about being late or not having the wherewithal to pay it. There's nothing wrong with a debit card. Or actually now I find the cashiers are actually accepting cash these days too. You may be the only one in the store that pays with cash, but they actually can take cash.
I was going to ask you about our tipping toward a cashless society. It seems to be going paperless. Looks like it saves banks money. I was going to ask you about what the pros and cons are for the rest of us.
Yeah, well, I'm all for online banking. I'm all for receiving my statements online to save a few trees here and there. So I think that's certainly the wave of the future, and you might as well catch that wave. The use of debit cards, fortunately, now will preclude people in a cashless society from having to use their credit cards all the time, because mm-hmm. that just gets people into trouble. I mean, it's so easy to overextend yourself with a credit card, and then it's so hard to pay it back. Here's why. You pay it back. I'm going to put my CPA hat on. You pay back your credit cards with what are known as after-tax dollars, dollars that have already been taxed. In order to make a $500 credit card payment, you would have to take about $700 of pay to have $500 left over after federal taxes, state taxes, Social Security, and all that stuff is taken out. And that's why, you charge it on the credit card, it's tax-free money, basically. But when you pay it back, you pay it on the hurt because you have to pay that. Same with a car payment.
Mm-hmm.
A $400 car payment takes about $600 of your income. So people need to understand that and recognize why it's so easy to get into trouble. Now, in the Lifetime Financial Planner, I look at your debt. I ask you questions about whether you're carrying balances. And I don't just say don't carry balances. That's not the objective here. The objective is to give you a guideline, a plan to reduce your debt realistically. The last thing I want is for people to feel overwhelmed. That's why, and I think it's my favorite part of the reports, and I think it's many of the people who take advantage of them, is that I have a priority listing. So I show you in order of priority what are the most important things to do, because I provide a lot of recommendations. I'm not here to candy coat the situation. I'm gentle, but I want you to do better in your financial life. And you will do better in your financial life. I hear remarks all the time from people who have said that this has just improved my outlook. It has changed my approach. It has changed my life, my financial life, just making simple changes, not radical changes. And all of this you can trust, because I'm not selling you anything but one thing. I'm selling you on the notion of supporting WOSU by going to WOSU.org and pledge online, talk about paperless. Mm-hmm. Or go to 1-866-897-9678. And I hope you'll step up, because they've been telling me at Pledge Central this is very popular today at the $225 level.
Right.
You'll receive both the investment roadmap and the Lifetime Financial Planner, no overlap between them, a signed copy of my new book, which is also exclusive, and a one-year subscription to Ponderings.
Thanks to Ted in Westerville, and thanks also to Anthony in Columbus. We have $2,900 to go in just about 20 minutes. 1-866-897-9678. Make that call right now. Show your support. I wish we had little stickers we could hand out saying, I showed support for my public radio station today. I really do. Like, I voted today. I do, because I think it's something you can brag about and you can feel very proud about. You'll feel much better about it after you've made that pledge. For some reason, it's a lot easier to listen to all of this once you've made that pledge. I know from personal experience.
Well, and one of the things and why we are, as a family, we are so supportive of education, and I consider public broadcasting as educational resources, the best and most accessible educational resources, is, you know, and I don't want to impugn other charitable organizations, and there's so many worthy charities, but when you make a pledge to an educational institution like WOSU, you're quite confident that this money is going to benefit the broad community, and you're not having to worry about some of these AirSats charities that, you know, take 60% of the money for fundraising. You know it. You can benefit from it. You can be very proud of it, because you can sit in your car, commute in your hopefully a short commute, or at home. We've always got it on the radio in the kitchen. And no, you know, just say, you know, I did my bit. I did my part for this. It's worth the investment. It's an investment that pays dividends every day of the year. I wish I could give you other investments that do that, but WOSU is the one.
Thanks to George in Westerville, and thanks to Donovan in Columbus. We have $2,300 to go. Thanks so much for your support. It feels really good to know you're out there listening and you care enough to pick up that phone and make that call right now and say, I support my public radio station. Your public radio station happens to be 89.7 NPR News at WOSU Public Media. So give us a call right now and tell us you care about what you're hearing right now, what you hear every day on 89.7 NPR News. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. We're doing great, and we appreciate it. It makes us feel good. It just lightens me a little bit emotionally when I know you're out there. If you want to give a call and talk to Jonathan Pond, do so, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. We've gotten a few emails. We've gotten a few calls, Jonathan, but it's been quiet, don't you? You know, it's great when people give us a call and give us their own personal questions.
It sure is.
I like hearing them. I wanted to talk to you about what banks are doing right now with their credit cards. They're getting antsy. There are some law changes that are going to be taking effect regarding how they can charge on the swipes of the card and what percentage they can charge for that, and it's changing a lot, and that means they're passing along those losses to credit card users.
This is, and I speak of this as the son of a career federal government employee. I grew up in Washington. But this is the law of unintended consequences. It happens anytime there's sweeping regulation. And from the standpoint of the consumer, you need to really be, you know, comparison shop the if you find that there are fees being assessed, which you're likely to be subject to, look around to see if there are other institutions in the community that are not assessing these fees. There is here in Boston, there's a great deal of competition, but you know where, and this makes the banks madder than the daylights. I mean, I get a lot of negative mail. It's two words, and it won't surprise you: credit union. The credit unions just seem to have the ability to pay more on deposit accounts, which they do. than the banks,
mm-hmm.
and to charge less on loans in most instances. I would, and it's a lot easier to join a credit union than it used to be. You used to have to be a member of some organization that had its own credit union. No longer. There are, chances are you can join a credit union. And I would certainly look at the credit union and comparison shop. Now, the banks chide me. It's worse than that, but let's say they chide me
for saying
that, well, credit unions are, you know, they have a regulatory advantage. And that allows them to charge, you know, to be able to pay more. And I say, yeah, I realize that they have a regulatory advantage. It may be unfair, but quite frankly, I don't really care. I want people, I want my disciples to get the best deal. And if the credit union offers the best deal, by golly, go to the credit union.
We just got a notice from our one credit card that we keep. If we make a late payment, not just us, but anybody, that they're going to start charging something like 30% penalty if you make a late payment. That's pretty extreme. Some are worse.
Yeah, some are worse. That's right. That's what has happened. And I, quite frankly, the legislation is faulty. And while well-intended, it's faulty, and mm-hmm. it just allows these instances. You know, they have to make their fees somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to be careful these days, and perhaps don't think one instant about showing loyalty to an institution that's charging you an unfair levy on something. Just, you know, take your business elsewhere.
Kyle in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Yes, I had a question. Thanks for the great show today. My wife's a full-time law student, just about to graduate, and I'm a part-time grad student at Ohio State, but work full-time. And so we've mounted quite a bit of student loan debt, and so we have basically our student loan debt, one car, and a house.
Mm-hmm.
And basically I wanted to ask, you know, what do we those are only three debts we have. What do we go after first in terms of reducing our debt? How do we come up with a plan to, you know, based on two modest salaries to get our debt reduced, you know, so we're not 45 or, you know, even 50 and still trying to pay down student loans and everything
else? Sure. The Lifetime Financial Planner Report will be able to help you with that first, Kyle.
Okay.
Generally speaking, it's paying the higher interest loans first, and that would be any credit card loans first. Get off those things. Student loans, depending upon the student loan, may be higher or lower than your mortgage. I'm a big fan of paying off the mortgage. You know, not taking 30 years to pay off a 30-year mortgage. Again, I get into that with the Lifetime Financial Planner report, but that's the general rule of thumb. You receive a bit of a tax break paying off the mortgage. You may, depending upon income and what have you, get a bit of a tax break paying off the student loans. But the main thing is devise a plan that will allow you to do two things, Kyle. And it's easy. You know, I love to be fast and loose with other people's money. In your zeal to repay the loans, and I subscribe to that, don't shortchange your retirement plan contributions.
Mm-hmm.
So if I would probably put 60% of whatever was available toward the retirement plans and 40% toward the loans. But I have every bit of optimism for you for a couple of reasons. One, you listen to WOSU, so we're obviously erudite and perspicacious. But just by the sound of it, you're right on track, Kyle. One other tip, and then we've got to run. Don't have any kids. Don't have any kids. They're too expensive.
Well, I've got lots of pets, and kids are maybe in the future.
Listen. I don't know. Okay.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right. Thanks so much.
Take care. We have an email from Kristen. But before we go to that, I just want to say thanks to Dan, Nancy, and Dick, and thank you, Sally, and thanks to William in Dublin. We have $2,200 to go. We have $1,500 to go. $1,500 to go, and we have 10 minutes. We can do this. Everybody, just give what you can. 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. 877-967-9678.
And if you are a parent who has a couple of young adult children, possibly take advantage of three of these thank you gifts. That's
right.
A great way to support WOSU and give the $225 combo to each of them.
Exactly. I mean, there none of it's overlap. You've got the new affluence, the book Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy, your investment roadmap, and your lifetime financial planner. Your investment roadmap and your lifetime financial planner are a series of questions, very detailed questions, about 75 questions on each. Jonathan uses those to establish a customized investment roadmap for you in that case, and a customized lifetime financial planner. Altogether, $225 at that level. We make all three of those our gift to you, our thank you gift to you, and Jonathan's thank you gift to you as a great supporter of public media.
And incidentally, one other thing, Ann, is that you can fill out the questionnaires on paper and mail them to me or by email.
Right.
And then you can elect one of two ways to receive your report. You can elect to receive it in return by email, which you will receive it in about a week, or by mail. It will be nicely bound up with covers. You receive that in about 3 weeks. And one other point, because confidentiality is always a concern.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I wouldn't be on this program if I had violated that anywhere along the line with public broadcasting, which is the only place you can receive these thank you gifts.
Right.
If confidentiality is a concern, you can actually email your questionnaire to me and receive your report by email without putting your name or address on it. We have a password. We know if the password is approved. We don't know who you are, and so confidentiality is assured. We do anything we can. There's no deadline. Sometimes people take 5 years. That's okay. What we've got, though, is about 5 minutes for you to take advantage of these thank you gifts.
1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. We have $1,400 to go thanks to Pasta in Columbus. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to everybody who's shown their support this hour. We really appreciate it. And I know you're going to feel a lot better about yourself already. Just admit it, you feel a little bit better. It doesn't irritate you so much to listen to this, perhaps, because you know that you've contributed and it just, you can relax now and enjoy the show. We have an email from Kristen, Jonathan. She writes, first, thanks for being on WOSU. I get Jonathan's ponderings weekly and enjoy it.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. My dad died 2 years ago and left me some money. I have most of it in CDs, not paying much, as you know. I promised my daughter I would pay off her student loans. They are more than I thought. What is the best way to pay them off? Should I take a hit on the CDs and pay them off? Should I give her the money so she can pay them off? She is 28, so not my dependent.
Okay. There's another point I want to leave people with, and that is nothing in your financial life is either or. I would help her, number one, get the money out of CDs, and the investment roadmap report will show you how to do that. It'll actually give you a bit of a timetable, and get the money earning something. And then I would probably gradually, rather than in one fell swoop, pay off her student loans, which is a wonderful thing to be in a position to do. And I think your father or grandfather would think very highly of the legacy that he left. What a wonderful thing to do. But don't do it in one fell swoop. You don't know, Kristen, what can happen over the next few years. So rather than just pay it off, I would do it rather gradually, which you can do with student loans. Another point is, I hope you're going to take some of that money and put it into retirement plans that's languishing in CDs.
For herself.
For herself, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks for that email, Kristen. And thanks to Desalee in Hilliard. We have $1,200 to go and 5 minutes. $1,200 and 5 minutes. What a fantastic show of support this hour from our listeners. Thanks so much. If you want to show your support right now, 1-866 877-897-9678. We have 5 minutes to go and $1,200. Let's see if we can get 10 more calls in 5 minutes. 1-866-897-9678. Or you can do it with a click at WOSU.org. At WOSU.org, you can show your support online, make your pledge online. It takes just a minute or so. No time at all, not considering the sort of investment and the sort of the way you're going to feel when you're all done. 1-866-897-9678. We're going to take a call real quick if we can get it in, but I just want to remind folks that at the $60 level, we'll send you the book, The New Affluence by Jonathan Pond, our wonderful guest this hour. Also, at the $225 level, you get the combo package. You get the book and everything else we've been talking about this hour, the your investment roadmap that Jonathan responds to, a series of questions that Jonathan responds to with a customized roadmap for your investment future. Also, your lifetime financial planner, again, a questionnaire that Jonathan responds to with a customized, detailed timeline for your financial planning. 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. We have 4 minutes left and $1,000 to go. Thank you so much to Lynn in New Albany. Thanks for helping us push it over and tip it over to $1,000 to go. And one, two, three, about a little over 3 minutes to go. 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. Jonathan,
and these, yeah. We are in the waning moments, certainly, yes. And these are definitely exclusive. The New Affluence, my latest book, which will help you really reassess your situation and what you want out of life and provide guidance that's specific to our changing economy. And also the two reports, exclusive, the Lifetime Financial Planner covers all areas of your financial life. The investment roadmap provides specific investment advice and diversification advice that are there's no overlap between the two. You'll get the reports by mail or email. It's up to you, and they will make a difference in your life. It's so great to hear your response. I know I've got my work cut out for me, but that's okay. You do the right thing, and I'm going to do the right thing by you.
And also you'll get Jonathan's Ponderings, his weekly newsletter online that you can get by calling, and you can order that for $49 a year, but you can get it on top of everything else at the $60 level on up. So think about that. That's a weekly newsletter, and it sounds like, well, Kristen, who emailed us, said she enjoys it. So she didn't have to say that. She said it on her own volition. We're down to $800 to go, thanks to Samantha in Columbus. Thanks for showing your support. We know that this can be tiresome, and we know it can be a drain to listen to this and to listen to us ask you for money. But we're asking mostly for you to show your support for your public radio station, because this is how it works. That's why it's called public radio. We consider it a service. When I sign off, I'll say MP89.7, NPR News, a service of WOS Public Media. That's exactly what it is. It's a service to you, to the whole community. It doesn't matter whether you give or not, but we know and you know that some people have to give to help support the kind of programming you've come to enjoy. 1-866-897-9678. We have $700 to go and a little over 1 minute. Just pick up the phone.
Incidentally, and just as an aside, if people are waiting patiently on the line, would you ask them to wait? And after we finish, give them my phone number and have them call me directly.
Okay, we will do that. If you want to call, if you want to wait, we'll give you that phone number later. 1-866-897-9678. Make the call right now. You can go online to WOSU.org. If I haven't said it 1,000 times already, I'll say it at least 5 more times. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all your support this hour. Thank you to Jonathan Pond for your help.
And thank you for the wonderful things you do for your great community.
Thanks again to everybody for listening, and thanks for your support. This is WOSU 89.7, WOSU HD1, and WOSU 820 Columbus, and streaming online at WOSU.org. 89.7, NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.